This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Nolan Wertinen of St. Joe High School Wrestling. Nolan winning the individual regional championship at 103 pounds. That follow-up with a district championship and also the Berrien County Championship. It's been a great season for Nolan after the regional championship, improving to 42-2 in the season. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I had a chance to talk to you at the beginning of the season on the coach's show, and you coming in as a sophomore and asking expectations and such. 42-2, you win a county championship, a district championship, a regional championship. Are you meeting expectations? Are you kind of exceeding expectations?
I think I'm doing about what I thought I would do. Unfortunately, I didn't accomplish my goal of going undefeated. While I was hoping to do that, my still main goal is to win state. So I think that, you know, being a county champ, district, and regional champ is great, but it would just be like a small asterisk if I didn't win state. Mm-hmm. So,
take us through your regionals, and you go 3-0 on the day. Your first match, do you remember much about that first match and how it went for you?
So my first match, I had a Tech fall against a Parma Western kid. Wasn't bad. He was a little on the bigger side, and you know, for wrestling, you kind of have to. It's you weigh in that same day, especially at regionals. So when you're staying at that weight, it's harder to wrestle right after you weigh in. So I had a pretty good match against that. I think I teched him 16-1 maybe.
Okay.
And then my second match, I had a rematch of a match I had in December. I think I won 7-2 in overtime. He had a closer match against me than I thought. It was 2-2 going into overtime, and then I got him in a kind of a crusher position and got him to his back. So
okay.
And then finals, we kind of knew what was going to happen. We saw him wrestle a few other kids that tournament, and it looked like he was pretty good on top, and he liked to do some throws. So I just kind of stayed smart, wrestled my match, had a 3-1 lead going into the third period, and got him on his back. So
you're starting to see guys that you haven't wrestled before, maybe, you know, a county, maybe you had seen one or two of those guys, and a conference, obviously, getting into districts and regionals. Is it different to you, a different approach, because now you're seeing guys that you haven't met on the mat before?
I would say it's different. I mean, I'm still seeing some of the guys that I have met on the mat, but I kind of like it better when I see the guys I have not wrestled, because they aren't accustomed to how I wrestle, or I don't have to worry about them scouting me as much. I mean, at the state level, they're still probably going to have some way of scouting me, but
you've got the opportunity now. You said your ultimate goal was to win a state championship. Now you've got a chance to go to Detroit and wrestle in the individual finals. Have you had a chance to let it all sink in and realize what you have in front of you now?
Yeah, I remember going into districts, I kept thinking to myself, 11 more matches. So that was that Tuesday, and I won at team districts, I was like 10 more matches. So I got to win 4 more matches to be a state champ. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Now, I know wrestling is the only sport that you're in here at St. Joe, but you're in the St. Joe Student Foundation. Talk a little bit about what that is.
So that's kind of a student aspect of the St. Joseph Public Foundation. Our main goal is just kind of support what they do and kind of be a linking the students to the foundation. So some of the things we've done, we do go time things, which are like these 45-minute class periods every Thursday. So we've done we've done teacher debates, we've done sessions on study skills, and we've done sessions on volunteering. And we've also, like, I know we got a microwave going in the cafeteria, so we just do help around the school like that.
Awesome. Well, I guess finally, you mentioned that you didn't reach one of your goals, and that was to go undefeated in the season, but still 42-2. Do you even think about much of those two that you didn't get, or is that far enough behind which, like, you know what, what's done is done?
I mean, I'm very mad that I took those two losses. I obviously I wish I wouldn't have, but at this point in the season where I've came back and beat the person that I've lost to, so I've kind of moved past that, and I'm just looking forward to winning these four matches.
So you mentioned going in now, 11 matches, 10 matches to go. How many matches yet to go for you now?
Four more matches.
All right. Hey, congratulations, Nolan, again on the regional championship and all the other championships throughout the season. Good luck at state.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate it.
Nolan Wharton of St. Joseph High School Wrestling is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.